Time for our Voice of the Valley, and I'm with City Administrator Gwen Crawford. A couple of big projects that have made the news recently in Valley City, and we'll get to both of those. The District 130 project that you had heard about, the 10-block project is what I'm referring to. We'll get to that one. That one was protested out, and it's dead, or it is being relooked at. Gwen will tell us a little more about that. But the other project that the city's been working on, and that is the Valley City Public Works facility. And so the city has approved of moving forward with trying to build a new facility. Tell the public why it's really important that the city decided to build a new public works facility.
Yes, Steve. So from looking back at documents, I was able to, I can give you information from what I know when I joined on June of 2020. But looking prior to that, this has been a topic of discussion at least since back from 2017. And even then they were looking at trying to figure out things, the service center, a lot of the different buildings are becoming to the end of life. Some of them are gonna have to be taken out due to the flood protection projects, which are moving forward now that that Clomar had been approved. And so those different things were being looked at. In 2020, it became where the city became aware of where the Valley Plains building is now. They're going to look up and move their location up to the cross south of the interstate, which is where they are now. They just got done being moved over there in December. But when we were aware of that, we decided to check into it, and that's when they decided to purchase that property. Other areas have been looked up. They looked up at the drug plastics area where the city had owned that. There's some water issues, also issues if there's only one way in and out. If something were to happen with a train derailment, different things that way. Also with the winter, you know, how, if anyone lives in that area, how much it actually gets snowed in there. Having to use the V-plow, we've had to go up and help them get them out. The county has actually even had employees that had to snowshoe up there. So those kinds of things were taken into consideration. They looked at other areas in town over the course of these years, and there just wasn't any other area that they could find where there'd be enough room. So like I said, some of the buildings are getting to the end of life. If you went over there and looked at these buildings and saw how they were packed in there and how they could, we joke about it looking like a Tetris game. They do one heck of a job, but when you need something, it's usually on the other end of the building. You got to take everything out. That's not real efficient as well. So just those kinds of things are what led to it, and just kept moving forward. They've been putting money away since 2018, a little bit for it at a time, and they finally made a decision on how they were going to move forward, and that's where we're at.
And so the site is an old Valley Plains site. There were some people in town who were very concerned about an environmental issue because of what it used to be at that site. But you guys had that checked out in the environmentally, that it's a sound place to build?
So there was rumors of it being a dumping ground, there's diesel tanks, those kinds of things in there. We were aware of the diesel tanks. And so the first round would have been earlier last year. They did do the environmental, they did some digging in several of the areas to make sure that it would still be acceptable to be built on, anything that would need to be disrupted because of the addition of the building, those kinds of things. And those all came out okay. There was no concerns of that or nothing that couldn't be, you know, taken care of. And then that was the first environmental phase. They complete a second environmental phase, which we don't have the exact results of everything yet, but when they did it, yeah, I know there's some people that talked about a diesel smell. Well, we don't know if they grazed a tank or whatever that way, but like I said, they're aware of some tanks there. But in that what they were looking at with the budget, that was already included to do remediation on those as well. So whatever is there, there would be money there to take care of that.
And speaking of money for this project, it's estimated to be up to $15 million has been approved by the City Commission for this project. And the funds would come out of our electrical. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I don't have exact numbers, but $2.5 million was already put away between ARPA funds and some other funds. Like I said, they've been putting away since 2018, and they had approved up to. We needed a rough estimate. What are we looking at? February 3rd, I believe, is Monday and today. What they're going to be doing is getting some more, basically better estimates of all the minor details, and then we'll get a better look at that. It'll take them a couple days to get through that. And when I said they, that would be McGough. That's our CMAR, our construction management at risk, that was hired in order to put that stuff together. So when they're working through that, we'll get a little better idea on numbers that way. But you're correct. The plan for paying off any of the portion that we would have was set into place by the fee of electric rate. And so it would just be coming out of that. It would be a one-time, they raised it in that amount, and then it won't be increased. Next year, you won't see, oh, another dollar to go pay for the service center again. That won't happen.
And then talk a little bit about the contractor. You said there's a that certain way that this contractor, the way it's set up, helps the city with pay for this, as far as not pay for this, but how they watch out for the city so that you don't have add-on contractors, you know, in other words, fees from one contractor to another with this contractor.
So it kind of works that way. The way that we look at it and why we see it as a benefit, first of all, when you have CMAR, they are the ones that when you get to your final cost, they guarantee that. So it's not like there's projects you get in and you're like, oh, it's supposed to be $5 million and oops, we missed this. It's $550,000. You guys need to come up with another $50,000. And then all of a sudden something else comes up. You use this and as a tool, and whatever that cost comes up, that's what it'll be. So that's one of the benefits. But the other part that we looked at is a lot of times you get a general contractor, they have subcontractors, then there's a fee that's usually increased a little bit, whether it's 10%, whatever it is, there's money that's tacked on. In this case, that's not how it's brought on. And then the other part that we saw as an advantage for our local community is there's a chance for anyone that has business that can do this can bid on this project. A lot of times they don't get those opportunities. If you have carpet, if you have blinds, if you have glass, if you have all sorts of different pieces locally, you will be able to bid on it. They're reaching out to all of them. And a lot of times the smaller ones can't do that because you have to be bonded, and McGough is bonded, so they would be able to work off that. And so that's how we can help that piece as well.
And then tell us folks out there why the city had to bid out the process of tearing down the building. And that bid went to Mr. Lance Peterson. Tell us about that process.
So anytime you are going to working in government or you're in that kind of an entity, if you're going to get rid of something or sell something, you have to put it out on bids. There's different processes that you have to follow. So one of them was that we were going to just tear down the building ourselves. And then it came up with, well, why don't, instead of us tearing it down, why don't we see if someone wants to have it, move it, or do whatever that way? So then it's not the cost of, you know, even if it's our labor, and yes, we're paying our employees, but then that's stopping them from doing something else. So there's still a cost to it. What if someone else wants the building? So we went through that process, and you have to publish it, and you have to put it out for bids. And we received the one bid. So we received a bid for $555.55, which is still more than it would have been if it would have been at our cost. It would have been an expense. So the commission chose to accept that bid, and then they have till March 29th to get that down.
So then after March 29th, if the city, what's the time frame or the timeline for the city to want to try to get bids and to actually build this facility for public works?
That's the part that we're still working through. We'll know more after the numbers come in.
And, this week.
Yep. So the numbers that we get today, like I said, McGough will go through those, kind of get those together. Once we kind of get an idea of what that looks like, that will help us make a determination of when it is. The other part will come into factor is the lead time and how long it takes to get some of the buildings, different things that way. If you're putting up a metal building, it could be up to 30 weeks before that could even come in. So that's something that we're looking at.
Well, we'll hear more about that once the numbers are crunched this week on that. To wrap up our Voice of the Valley for today, earlier in the show I talked about District 130, the 10-block proposed reconstruction, 10-block for this company. That was protested out a couple of weeks ago. And so what is the next move for the city when it comes to that project?
So the city had agreed to look through and see if there's anything that they could change. We wouldn't be changing the scope of the project, but is there anything that could be done a little different? So those avenues are going to be looked at. Then they will turn around and they will do the same thing that we just did, open up an assessment, you know, create a district, put those out, give the chance to have a public meeting, give the people a chance to look through that information, and then they would be able to look at either protesting that out again if they still aren't okay with it, or if not, then the project would go through as we normally do.
All right. And if that project is approved in the future, it's like a two-year project, isn't it?
Well, it depends when we get it bid out. The plan would be to bid it out in October. And one of the tools that people have been using has been to try to get lower bids is to give them a choice. You can either get it done in 1 year or you could do it in two phases. So you can do part in 1 year, part in the next, which helps some people with their construction. But it ultimately gets left up to the contractor who would be bidding that. But our thoughts would be to do it in two phases. Yes.
And then tell us exactly where this 10 blocks is.
So we'd be looking on 2nd Street, and I believe it would be from 3rd Avenue Northwest over to 4th Avenue Northeast. So I believe that is the whole project there that would create those 10 blocks.
Thanks for joining us on the show today, Gwen.
Thank you.
There's Gwen Crawford, City Administrator here, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.